Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. And Jesus speaking, he says, "Blessed are they which you hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And tonight I just want to preach. It's just been a prayer of mine the last few weeks. And it's, God, make me an addict. I want to preach on make me an addict. And let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your grace. God, I ask that you would just touch my heart. I ask that you would just stir the hearts of your church. God, encourage, Lord, the saints. Bring home the unsaved. And God, Lord, just draw us closer to you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our text, reading it again, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." How many know you and I, we are in this human body and we all have hungers and we all have times where we begin to get thirsty. But a lot of us, we satisfy our hunger needs. And we satisfy us being thirsty by just little snacks and little drinks along the way. Oh, little meals in between dinners. We satisfy ourselves with just little things. But let me tell you, in the spiritual, that is how the church is nowadays. We satisfy ourselves with just a little bit of God here on Sunday. We satisfy ourselves with a little bit of His presence on a Wednesday night. But my prayer the last few weeks has just been, God, I can't last on these just little encounters with you. God, I can't last on just a little bit of meal on a Sunday night. But God, I need a hunger for you. God, I need a thirsty, or I need a thirst for you. I need a craving inside of my soul for you. And God was trying to tell me, you need a hunger like that drug addict has for that drug. You need a hunger like that addict has, oh, for that thing he's bound by. You need that hunger. Oh, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that I can't make it, oh, down the next road. I can't make it down the next church service. I gotta have Jesus tonight. I gotta have His presence tonight. I can't go another day without talking to Him, without feeling His presence. God is wanting us to be an addict for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church world just satisfies themselves with just little meals. Oh, we felt God on Sunday. We got a little bit of His presence. And then we're good for the rest of the month. No, no, no. God is calling us to be a church that is addicted to Him. Oh, that we can't last till the next service, but we gotta have Him today. We gotta have Him tonight. Oh God, would you make us an addict for you? Amen. Amen. How many know those drug addicts don't start out doing all the drugs their very first time? But no, they do one drug and then that desire begins to grow. That desire for more begins to grow. Some of us, oh, we got saved and then a desire came. Oh, that we wanted more. And God is saying, you need to have that craving inside your heart where you want more of me. Oh, I've been praying this, God, make me an addict where I don't desire anything else. Oh, but I get hooked on you, God, where I just get, oh, so addicted to your presence, so addicted to you. God, make me an addict. We've all heard that saying. They say, you know, I was drugged by my parents. We've all heard that. Or I was drugged to Sunday school. I was drugged to church. I was drugged to revival. And for a lot of us, that was true. We were drugged here. But let me tell you, we kept getting drugged and we kept getting drugged. But sooner or later, some of us got hooked. Oh, where we didn't have to get drugged anymore. But that desire was down in deep down inside of us. Where we say, God, I don't have to get begged to go to church anymore. But God, I want to go there to worship you. God, I want to worship you. I want to praise you. God, I just want to be addicted to you. Make us addicted to you, God. I thought about the definition. I read it. The definition of an addict is just simply complete inability to stop. Oh, I don't think anybody caught that. Complete inability to stop. Oh, some of us, we need to get addicted to God where we can't stop loving Him. We need to get addicted to God where we can't stop serving Him. Some of us, we need to get addicted to Christ where we just can't let down our hands. Our hands just can't get below our shoulders because we just got to praise deep down inside of us. Oh God, would You addict us where we don't have an ability to stop because You've been too good to us. You've been too great to us. God, addict me for more of You. Addict me where I can't stop loving You. Can't stop praising You. Amen. God, would You addict us? I mean, oh, drug addicts. Those drugs start out as something they do, but they end up someone they are. They start out as just something they do, but in the long run, they end up someone they are. Some of us, we just started out coming to church. And then we just got hooked. We got addicted to Christ. And then now it's just someone we are. Some of us, we started out in holiness. Oh, but now it is just someone we are. Oh, we want to live a holy life to God. We're addicted to living holy before God. Some of us, we started out praising God. We started out shouting unto the Lord. Oh, but now, oh, now it's just someone we are. Oh, if we don't have a shout of praise inside of the depths of our soul, something's wrong. Oh, we are addicted to God. Oh, we can't stop. Now it has just become someone we are. May God addict us. Amen. It's our life now. We've been addicted by Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 119 and 139. And it says, my zeal hath consumed me. I mean, you know, we all have the ability to be addicted by something. We all have that ability to be consumed by something. And we've all heard those sayings. I've said it. I've heard others say it. We look at the devil worshipers and we look at the drug addicts and the alcoholics and we say to ourselves, if that person truly got saved, what great things they could do for God. If they're so hooked on the world, what great things they could do if they just got addicted by Jesus. Oh, but let me tell you, we all have that ability to become addicted by Christ. Oh, we don't have to live a world out and lost in sin, addicted by drugs and alcohol to do great things for God. No. Oh, we can live a holy life and just become addicted to Him. Addicted to His presence. Addicted to His Word. Oh, addicted to Him. Oh, that we want to do great things for Him. Tonight, may this be our prayer. God, just make me an addict for You. Make me an addict for You. I was preaching at a church a few Sundays ago and I walked in to the church and I met a deacon and then I started talking to him and you know he was introducing us and I went into the church and I started talking to the pastor and he said, Brother Aaron, if there's anything that you need, you just come and let me know. And I said, I'll be fine, you know. I got my Bible here. I got the Lord with me. I'll be fine. And then later on, that deacon comes up to me and he says, Brother Aaron, if there is anything that you need, you just come and let me know. And then I had to go over with him. I'm fine. I'll be, you know, thank you, but I'm fine. And then I started talking to the man that was doing preliminaries. And he said, Brother Aaron, if there is anything that you need, you just let me know. Then I had to go over with him. You know, I'll be fine. So I was preaching. I gave the altar call. I'm praying for people. And I'm praying for somebody over here. And then I look over my shoulder. And there's that deacon. And he's just following me around. You know, I'm praying for somebody over here. I come over here and I'm praying for somebody else. And I look over my shoulder and that deacon is right there. And then I didn't know what was going on. So I just laid hands on him. I thought he needed prayer. And so I went over here. Prayed for somebody else, and that deacon is still following me around. And then we get done with the service. I'm in the back shaking people's hands as they walk out the door. And that deacon comes up to me and he says, Brother Aaron, I am so sorry. And he hands me a water bottle and he says, I didn't know you ran out of water up there. I'm so sorry. And I said, it's fine. I was fine. And then he says, The reason why I was following you around during prayer is because Pastor told me to follow you around just in case you needed something. Amen. How many of you know they were just addicted to help? They were just addicted to helping people. Oh, may God addict Seventh Standard to help a lost generation. Oh, may God addict Seventh Standard to help win souls. May God addict Seventh Standard to win a community for Christ. Oh, may God addict Seventh Standard to win Bakersfield chapter. Oh, all the surrounding areas for Him. May God addict us. Hallelujah. May God addict us. Oh, Enoch, he was addicted to walking with God. Yes. Noah was addicted to building a boat to save humanity. Oh, Joshua and Moses, they were addicted to moving forward. Oh, may we be addicted to Christ. Hallelujah. May we be addicted to Him. I mean, some just desire God. And then some start to crave God. And that's all fine and well. But I want to go a step further. I want to start being addicted to Him. I want to start being addicted. Oh, that I can't wake up just one morning. I can't wake up and not praise Him. I want to be so addicted to Him where I can't wake up and not talk to Him. Oh, I can't go 1 week. Oh, without reading His Word, I can't go 1 day without reading His Word. I can't go 1 day without talking to Him. I want to be so addicted by Him. Amen. May that be our prayer. How many know that drug addict will do anything for those drugs? Amen. May we do anything just to be addicted to Him. God, if it takes this, I'll do it. God, if it takes me giving this stuff away, takes me, Lord, throwing this trash out of my life, I just want to be addicted to You. May that be our prayer. Amen. Make me an addict, God. And then my prayer kind of changed. The Lord tried, He was directing me in some other way. And then my prayer changed. Instead of making me an addict, I started praying, Lord, make me addicted to the things Jesus was addicted to. And then the Lord gave me this verse in Luke chapter 22 and verse 42. Very familiar. It says, Father, if Thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done. How many know Jesus was in Gethsemane praying this? Jesus was about to face death. He was about to die for all humanity for the sins of the world. But yet you found Him in the garden praying. How many know Jesus said, or the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Jesus was addicted to prayer. And my prayer has been, oh God, would You addict me to prayer? How can somebody facing death on a cross be found in a garden still praying? Oh, not my will, but Thine be done. Oh, that He was addicted to prayer. And how much more should you and I, oh, be addicted to talking with God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, it shows the necessity of prayer in our life. Jesus facing death, and He's still praying. How much more should we be praying? How many know that was one late night in Gethsemane and you found Jesus praying? How many know those drug addicts? They don't care what time it is. When they get that craving inside of their body, they don't care if it's midnight. They don't care if it's 2 a.m. They are going to satisfy that addiction. And my prayer has been, God, would You addict me to prayer? Lord, if You wake me up at 12 o'clock at night, God, may I be addicted to prayer. Lord, if You wake me up at 2 a.m, God, I don't care what time it is. Oh, I have a craving in my soul to talk with You. God, would You addict Seventh Standard to prayer? Amen. Would You addict me to prayer? I mean, no. Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for you and I. Amen. Addicted to prayer. I mean, you know, America could be turned around if just one church got addicted to prayer. If just the church of the living God got addicted to prayer. Where's your Bible for that? If my people which are called by my name, if my church which are called by the name of the living God shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear it from heaven, I'd forgive their sin, and I would heal their land. Oh, America could turn around and make a success story once again if we could just become addicted to prayer. I'm not talking about the sinners down the street becoming addicted. Oh, but the Bible says, if my people, oh, if the church, if seven sinners could become addicted to God, addicted to prayer, addicted to His ways. Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, if we could just be addicted like that alcoholic is to that bottle. I mean, you know, that alcoholic doesn't care who's around. He's going to drink. That alcoholic doesn't care how much that bottle is. He's going to drink. Oh, if just the church could be like this. I don't care who's around. I'm going to pray. Amen. I don't care if my friends are around, my family's around, oh, people all around me, I don't care. I'm still going to pray. Amen. I don't care how much time it costs me. I don't care if it costs me friends, if it costs me anything. I'm going to pray. May we be addicted to prayer. And then this verse came back to mind. Jesus was saying, not my will, but thine be done. He was addicted to prayer, but also facing death. He was addicted for the work of the kingdom. Facing death, facing that cross, he was addicted to the work of the kingdom. I mean, no, death wasn't going to stop the work. Amen. Nothing was going to hinder the work of God being fulfilled. May we be a church like that. You know, struggles may come our way. Hindrances may come our way. But may nothing stop the work of God. Amen. May we be addicted to the work for the kingdom. You know, I thought about those apostles. They were thrown into jail because they were preaching Christ. And then the angel of the Lord came at night, released them and said, you go back and you go preach Christ. And so they went, and then the men go down. Long story short, they go down to the temple and they're preaching, and they say, didn't we tell you not to preach in this name? Didn't we tell you? And then they say, we ought to obey God rather than man. Oh, see, some of us, if we got escaped from jail, we would be to the next town running. If some of us, we got escaped from jail by the angel, oh, we would have been in Wasco running the other way. Oh, but those apostles went back to the temple and they were preaching Christ. Why? Because they got addicted to the work. They got addicted to preaching. They got addicted to the work of God. May we be addicted to work for the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us that some got addicted to the ministry. May we be addicted. Amen. I heard a story. There was two brothers. And they got on fire for God. And they heard about a country that didn't allow God in their borders. And so the two brothers were praying and praying and praying. And then the Lord laid upon their hearts, I want you to go to that country. Preaching the gospel, Jesus was nothing. Jesus was not allowed in this country. Nothing of the gospel of any sort was allowed in this country. But yet God was ministering and God was talking to these boys and leading them to this country. They didn't know how to get up there. They didn't know how they were going to get on that land. So they sold themselves into slavery to somebody who lived on that land. You know what? That's being addicted to the work of God. as they were leaving, the boat was sailing away and their parents were on the shore. And the mother is crying. And then the boys shout out, "Mom, we'll never see you on this life again. Oh, but there is a great work for us in this land. But don't worry, we'll see you in the next land. Amen. We'll see you over in heaven. Oh, may we be a church that is addicted to the work of God." Amen. Amen. He said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Facing death, you found Jesus praying. You found Jesus not compromising the work of God. And how many know Jesus was addicted to show love towards others? Amen. Amen. How many know Jesus on that cross could have called thousands and thousands and thousands of angels to come and get him down? But you know what kept him up there? He was addicted to show love towards us. Amen. He was addicted. Addicted to show love. How much more should we be addicted to show love to a lost and a dying world? If the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords died upon a cross for us, how much more should we show love towards others? Church, we have a responsibility to show the love of Christ to each and every person in this community and each and every person we meet. We have that responsibility. My prayer has been, God, addict me to prayer. God, addict me to your work. And God, addict me to show love towards others. I know this isn't really a shouting message tonight, but you know what? This has truly been my prayer. God, would you addict me for more of you? Amen. Addict me for more of you. Addict me to show love. And how many know to every addiction, there's always an ending effect. To some drug addicts, the effect is years down the road. And most of the time they lose their families, they lose everything. Same with the alcoholic. There's always an ending effect with somebody that is addicted. And I just thought, how much, you know, if the church just got addicted for more of Christ, what great effects we would have on a lost world. What great effects we could have on this community out here if just us as Seventh Standard got addicted to Him. Oh, what great effects could we see in Bakersfield, Shafter, Wasco, everywhere we go if we just got addicted to the Savior. How many know we can affect the town? We can affect the state. We can affect a nation. We can affect the world. It just takes a church getting addicted to God. Amen. What are you talking about being addicted, Aaron? I'm talking about being addicted so much that we can't go any amount of time without having the Lord, without feeling His presence, without knowing that He is there right with us. May we be addicted to be more like Him. Amen. Let's all stand tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you, Lord. I have preached what you've laid upon my heart. God, may this prayer be the prayer for us all, Lord, that we would be addicted to be more like you. God, that we would be addicted to you, that we can't go a day without talking with you, that we can't go a day without reading your word. Lord, that this craving would stir up inside of our souls, oh, to be drawn closer to you. God, would you addict Seventh Standard to prayer? Would you addict us, Lord, for a work for you? And God, would you always addict us to show love towards others? Lord, draw us closer to you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Addict us to be more like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every head bowed, eyes closed between you and God tonight. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss anyone. Maybe there's one that will say, "I'm not saved, but I want to get saved." You just simply, real quickly, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Oh, maybe there is some here tonight that has a cry just burning on the inside of them that'll say, "God, would you addict me to prayer?" You just simply raise up your hand. Amen. Amen. Maybe there's one that'll say, God, would you just addict me for your work? God, I want to be in your will. God, I want to do what you want me to do. Would you just addict me? You would raise your hand. Amen. God sees these hands. Oh, God, would you addict us to show love towards others? You just simply raise your hand tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God can addict us. Hallelujah. We've had our first dose at salvation, and now God is just wanting to addict us even more. Hallelujah. If we can, let us all find a place to pray. Amen. Hallelujah.